Hey folks, welcome to the East Texas News Roundup. It's our last edition before Christmas. Oh, I'm sorry, Jason. I didn't mean to make you cry. But we're all here on the verge of heading out for Christmas shopping. Hope everybody's hanging in there okay. How are things on your side of the world, Megan?
Good. Wet. It's been rainy and cold.
Of course. Really cold. I always thought this was a sign of you're going to get a bicycle for Christmas, because if the weather is just awful, that means Santa's got a bike for you.
Well, not bikes, but Crockett Elementary School on Friday is giving a company that didn't want to be named. They're giving away 500 shoes to all of the Crockett Elementary students.
500 shoes.
Oh, that's 250 pair.
Isn't that awesome?
That is.
Yes.
Great. This mysterious voice you hear is Tim Martin. He is getting his feet wet with us on the roundup because he is going to be my sidekick on Crime Behind the Pine Curtain. So I think he has potential to be scary. Jason, what's happening by the lake?
Oh, by the lake. Lots of Christmas celebrations. We've had two Christmases on the square. We've had Christmas concerts from our county school districts. And three of our four school districts have finals this week. So,
yay, finals.
Yes, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas and a Christmas break.
Yay.
All right.
All right, Chris, what's happening?
Well, down east. Down east, Valerie. I think everybody's continuing the Christmas celebration. Some of us are Christmas out. And as for me, I haven't even really started my Christmas doings. However,
I'm telling. I know your mom.
Yeah, I know, right? It's just shame, shame. Everybody knows my name. But I did treat myself, and gosh darn, I'm kind of feeling the blues because I had to break down and finally look into hair restoration treatments. Bought myself a box of Walmart brand Rogaine the other day to try to grow back some of this hair on top, you know, just finally became a, I was like, yeah, finally.
I guess if you're going to be a rock star.
Well, yes, you know, it looks, I mean, I've been wearing a hat a lot more lately, but figured, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
I'll donate some of my hair to you.
I know.
You are awesomeness.
Lots of love.
Yes. Hey.
Grandmas touché, have problems guys. Not growing hair. It's not growing hair. It's the,
yeah.
You know.
I'm just looking to see how he's going to look with her hair.
Megan's got a great hair.
It's a lot of hair.
Oh, yeah. Yes, so greatly appreciated.
Yeah. So I guess you could come stand in line when the 9 grandkids get their haircuts.
That might work, too. You know, actually,
I have a couple of grandkids that have, you know, dark brown hair. The rest of them are kind of blonde, so that might not match good. But I could give you some lovely Asian lady hair.
But that would work, too.
Highlights.
Hey, you know, hair is always good to use as fish bait, too, from what I've heard.
What?
I've never actually tried it. But, yeah, there was this guy who used to catch these monster cats. He used to go to a barber shop, and this was years ago in Woodville when I was a kid, and he'd get a bag of hair clippings, and that was his secret.
Did you like hair. Bait the hole with hair or I just don't understand the logistics.
He
how
would
do you
never give up his
how do you wind hair around your hook?
So is there a phone number so someone can call in and tell us?
He would never give up his exact methodology, but that was his secret.
Okay. I know there's hookers out there.
No,
the Polk County hookers.
Greg was telling me that years ago, that actually made one of Jay Leno's broadcasts.
Yes,
he used to
it
do
did.
The headlines.
We were on Jay Leno twice with hookers. And one headline for when he would do headline news, one of them was actually the Enterprise has been on Jay Leno twice for good reasons, not faux pas. But and we weren't on there for a faux pas that I'm aware of. But we had one when my favorite teacher in the world, Ruth Hollenbeck, helped the Polk County hookers develop their name, and they are Lake Livingston hookers or Polk County hookers.
Right.
I get confused. But anyway, when they were doing their annual game warden presentation, I said, game wardens lay down the laws to hookers. So that got on there.
Yes.
And then when conveniently a big truck was coming through town carrying the powder media that goes in fire extinguishers, the truck caught on fire. So I had a nice headline of fire retardant ablaze or something like that. But anyway,
Not listening or listening who aren't in Polk County, this actually is a club of anglers here in Polk County, the Polk County hookers. It's not sanctioned prostitution. It's actually fishermen. So
They are hooking the way God intended.
Yes. It's kind of hard not to smile when you see the headlines with the club name in them, though. Gosh, I worked here, and I still, every time I see it in the Enterprise, I just kind of chuckle.
So. I love it. I love being sarcastic. And they missed me while I was gone because Greg didn't feel as free to embrace the
sarcasm.
The whimsical side
or the suggest double entendre. That's what I was trying to think of.
I love double entendres.
So it's different when a big redheaded guy does double entendres than when a grandmother does on the anyway.
Of course.
So
make a great team.
I'm losing my words because we're actually doing three papers this week for the Enterprise to make way for there being no mail on Christmas. Mm. And then all you weekly guys are doing one. So I feel like I'm doing double work this week.
Yeah, I think it's about
and then
half
a few
of it.
Things that have happened have made it feel like double work. I have decided today, after talking to 8 or 10 lawyers, it just stinks to be a public official. If I ever run for office, y'all just go ahead and have the kids put me away somewhere because
they're coming to take me away.
I asked this guy at the Attorney General's office, what if I am an office holder and somebody gives me an open records request saying you get a stipend for your cell phone? I mean, I think all of the counties in our area give public officials a little bit to pay on their cell phone bill to pay for the increased usage. And it really doesn't matter. Even if you have two phones, they can still ask for records from your personal phone because obviously the office holder can't control whether a constituent calls them and asks, I need a guardianship for my kid. What do I do? So if someone sends me an open records request and asks for all this communication I engaged in on January the 1st from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., what's the best practices for me to make sure I'm following the law? And the Attorney General's office wouldn't tell me.
Hmm.
So I'm about to hit them with an open records request, I guess.
Well, I would think some common sense would play in. You know, if state representative sends his wife a message at 11 that says, when I get home, I want to smooch tonight. That's really none of our business.
And I think that in some cases, when we pursue that, we have a fairly new state law that prevents what they call slap lawsuits that limit criticism or public discussion of the things that they want to be intimidating by filing a lawsuit to shut down on all conversation about an issue. And
Which is something that appears is going on at a federal level right now.
Yes. And they said this is the situation that Hillary Clinton found herself in, that it doesn't matter whether the device is a server in your basement or a phone that the Secret Service handed you when you became the president or what. It is all subject to FOIA requests. And I am still going to continue to pursue how does a public official who in good faith wants to follow that. But yet, any business, you have folks that do kind of annoying requests. So how do I comply with the law without having to show them my husband sent me a picture of his ripped britches, you know, where it's not even sexual in nature. It's just embarrassing. And I got a pretty impolite declination to answer. So thank you, Mr. Austin. Fortunately, I have other Austin attorney friends who are a little more verbose.
Well, you guys are all newspaper people. I'm the new guy here. So you've all probably filed hundreds of FOIA requests?
Yes.
Each, probably?
Yes.
And how many times has a DA sued?
This is my first, and I've been doing this for 28 years.
Yeah, this is the first time I've
ever
heard
anything
like this.
And we're referring to, since we haven't talked about it in this issue, we are talking about our ongoing lawsuit between the Polk County District Attorney's Office against the county clerk for Polk County. And the quasi-private citizen who filed the request is a police officer who used to be the investigator for the district attorney. He is asking for all of the communications that Ms. Hawk engaged in from 3 a.m., Tim?
I think it's 3 a.m.
to 11 p.m. On a given day. And after talking with the attorneys, they admit that they are looking for who she might have submitted one piece of the conversation to a third party. And they want to know if she shared it with someone else. And it's kind of like the nature of that one communication is very public at this point because everybody's been sharing it on social media. I've shared a good bit of it in the paper. The intent of the Public Information Act is to make sure government agencies aren't doing business in private. Well, we know what that communication was. It's like, did you give my copy of Gone with the Wind to Julie? You know?
And why is that the business of everyone in the county?
Right. Why is it everyone's business?
Anyway,
The whole text at the root of all this seemed rather trivial to me, but that's just me.
Was everybody there a loser? Tim?
Apparently, everyone there was a loser.
You were the party host.
I hosted the party. I can tell you that party had a lot of great people. We had 170 plus people there. We invited everyone. It was a voter appreciation party. Yes, I called the Democratic Party chairman. Mm-hmm. And I called the Democratic Club president, who are both great guys I've known for years, and invited them and their people, all candidates from Polk County. We invited, and we literally invited every voting person in Polk County. We did not limit it to party, although the Republican Party was holding it. So I think everyone there that I met was an upstanding citizen. I don't know why they ever became losers or has-beens or whatever.
Y'all even let my brother-in-law show up, and we hardly ever let him indoors.
Did he really? Who's your brother-in-law?
I'll tell you afterwards.
Oh, will you? Okay, I don't know.
Well, you just probably don't know he's my brother-in-law.
I must think highly of him.
I only have one, so.
I'm drawing a blank.
But he is
out
in the Gulf.
Could be one of your poker buddies.
It could be a poker buddy, maybe.
he headed off yesterday to go find us some more oil in the Gulf. Yeah. What else is going on, folks? Jason, something else has got to be happening in Trinity County. Oh, you're about to put out your last edition of the Groveton News, newspaper I was editor of. You're going to shut it down. You have anything special planned for the last?
Just get in all the local news I can. Same with the Trinity Standard.
We have one more edition of each of those, and then they're going to be combined into the Trinity County News Standard.
Absolutely. You know, it'll be good to have one county newspaper to cover the entire county, as opposed to two newspapers to cover certain sides of the county.
Right. And we are not at all going to cut down on sharing information. If you want to be our special correspondent from Goober Gap, do you know where Goober Gap is yet? It's in your area.
It's in my area. Goober Gap is where the Hooker's headquarters are at.
No. Goober.
Isn't it just a road now? I'm sure
there is a Goober Gap road.
But,
you know, you get to the feed store and you hang a left.
Oh, yes, on the Y, of course. But,
no, in Trinity. It's closer to Trinity.
In Trinity.
Okay.
You go down Lyle Stubbs' place and you hang left and cross the tracks, and that back in there is Goober Gap.
Okay.
Man, there's some interesting road names. We've got like Gobbler's Knob Road and Goober Gap in Trinity County, and then there's like Gobbler's Knob, that's in Angelina County, but there's a few here in Polk County too.
There's even a beef road going out toward Apple Springs, in between Groveton and Apple Springs.
Beef?
Just beef.
Cattle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
So if you want to do who visited who for any of those communities, give Jason a holler or give me a holler.
So we should bring back, you know, I'm sure. Were they doing that when you were there, Valerie?
Yes.
A little community correspondence?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's awesome.
I have transcribed many a pencil written note on big sheet paper.
I have a question. Jason, what have been people's feedback of combining the paper?
Most people have seemed to be online with it. I've had a couple of people, well, no one told me directly they're upset with it. One person said, a lot of people aren't upset with it because we're going to lose our local identity. You're not going to lose it.
That's why we're saying we are willing to work with anybody who wants to be as hyper-local as you want to be. If you want to talk about what's going on your street, we can make that happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Get a hold of Jason. You're going to be at the Trinity office on
Thursdays and Fridays.
Okay. And then you'll be at the Groveton office on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Monday I'll alternate, but Tuesday, Wednesday I'll be in Groveton.
Okay. So everybody can find you there, and you're still going to have Darlene and Marlene in Groveton.
Yep.
And
Mary and Trinity
for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay. Great. They still have their same familiar faces that they've been dealing with. We're still going to talk about everything from engagement parties to quinceañeras and your front page column lady. What's her name?
Julia
will still talk about all the hip happenings.
And Brother Jack McMahon will still give out his column.
Okay.
I always enjoyed Brother Jack just being around him. He's always just a really nice guy, and he's a great writer, too. So
he's
going to keep doing that.
And he played Santa Claus at Christmas on the Square.
Man, he's
a
shoo-in for Santa. I mean, you can't not.
He's got the beard for it.
He's got the beard, the build. He's just got everything. I mean, he is Santa.
Absolutely.
I figure I only probably need to start walking 30,000 steps a day to not have the build like Santa, right?
Oh. I'd have to walk a lot more than that.
Me both.
That would be so many steps.
I know.
I gotta get out.
Well, I figured out the more time I spend with Jeremiah and Max, the more my steps go up. So, do you have a neighborhood columnist in your paper, Megan?
No, we don't. We do have the mayor writes a monthly column, but we don't have like one person that does it.
So but, you need the Latexo report and the...
I do have a question because you brought up exams. Your high school exams were going on. So Latexo ISD recently just made a change where they're going to take out exemptions from 7th grade to senior year. So students will no longer be exempt from their final exams. And one of the reasons, one of the board members said that she had a student that... went to college and she never took a high school exam because
she, well, she never took a final exam.
Right, a final exam.
Well, it sounds like maybe the rest of their tests are a little wimpy, huh?
Yeah, probably. But what do y'all think about that?
So they think the stress, she wasn't prepared for the stress.
Yeah, because she had always made an A when she went to college, her first exam. She didn't know how to study for it.
Well, I think you have that whether or not you have final exams.
Right.
It's a huge leap jump from most East Texas high schools mm-hmm. to a Division I school. I don't know.
Whether or not you're Division I. I mean, it's a whole different ball game.
I mean, part of getting perfect attendance and good grades is the reward of not having to take final exams when you're a senior. I mean...
Well, I think you can put some rigor in your program without calling it a final. And I mean, that's some of what parents are questioning all over the place. I mean, one of my daughters homeschools her brood, and that's one of the things she said she wanted to avoid, a huge investment in teaching kids to be good kids rather than teaching them to be critical thinkers and project oriented and all of those other things that you can do with other programs. That as an adult, is it that important for you to know how to stand in line? I guess standing in line is a pretty good skill to have,
well,
but
course.
I think you can pick that up. But
well, if you go in the military, I can tell you learn how to stand in line quickly.
Even a military wife learns how to stand in line pretty good. I can't make my heels line up with everybody else, but
it's a job.
Well, I think, you know, you mentioned critical thinking. I think that critical thinking skills are applicable to anything and everything that you're going to encounter in your adult life. And I think that is one area where our public schools do shortchange our kids.
Because, yeah, I mean, just look at any of our social media commentary sites and you see people that they clearly don't understand how things work.
Right.
They don't understand how we bring new businesses to town.
Yeah, that's difficult. And back to the schools, mm-hmm. you're talking about social media. You hear the people talking about teaching their kids manners and all this mm-hmm. at schools. Yes. And why aren't we doing that at home?
We need to do it at home.
You know, why is a parent complaining the school doesn't do it? Well, do it at home and then the school wouldn't really need to do that.
And I know Livingston ISD has a big program where all of us are spending so much time with a device in our face that they are taking their intermediate school kids and reteaching those personal skills that when you walk in the door, they have whatever staff member is working the door, they have to shake their hand, compliment the person. The staff member is going to compliment the student back, and the student has to acknowledge that. So they have this tiny little interaction every day going to and from school, because otherwise they just file in like a zombie and move along. And speaking of Livingston schools, our big top story, they're doing a campus realignment, and they are going to convert our intermediate school where Tim and I went to high school back to an elementary school.
Are they really?
They are. And they're going to realign all the campuses so that I know when my kids were going to school here, it was almost biologically impossible to have two kids on one campus. And you would spend all your time in the car line. So now we're going to have pre-K through fifth grade at one school. But we will have, what, three or four elementaries.
Yeah, and I can't keep up with the count. I'm fortunate my kids got above that before they had so many.
But we have a lot of folks here, and probably we're going to see another big wave of growth now that development has reached Liberty County. It's all Houston from Cleveland South now. So.
Houston's swallowing everything up.
And I know Cleveland ISD had a tremendous jump.
Well, yeah, they're 5A now, and they were 4A the last 15 years.
Right.
Do you remember those numbers? You're a numbers guy. Dr. Myers, that used to be the Livingston superintendent, they had like a 50% jump or so. I mean, it was, I'm probably not right, but it was enormous jump from one year to the next.
It was like from 980 to 1430.
Right.
Yeah, it was insane.
Yeah, that is roughly, I mean,
there was a whole,
drastic.
You might have seen this, Tim, the a whole thing circulating on social media about it was refugees, but it was actually a whole, Mr. Real Estate Broker, how many new developments are there in Liberty County? There's like a whole bunch of 200 grand a piece houses.
Liberty is huge growth out of Houston. That now Highway 90 corridor coming out of Houston is, it is what you all said. It is now all one city. It's population all the way. Liberty County has so much flood ground and floodplain.
Oh, yes.
They are going to be limited, and they'll have to stretch to here before long.
Yeah.
Speaking of floodplains and natural disasters, one bit of news that came across my desk today is in Tyler County, in Woodville, actually. The GLO just opened an intake center for people with Hurricane Harvey claims, and there's still money out there for people whose primary homes were affected by Harvey, and whether it's just simple repairs or needing to build a whole new house, they can handle it. So if you're in Tyler County and you still have damage from Harvey and you've got no homeowner insurance and your low to moderate income, there is an intake center in Woodville that just opened up.
Well, did I need to file with FEMA and all of that back right after the storm, or I didn't see that?
No, you wouldn't have had to file before. This is pretty okay. Open to anybody who hasn't filed, or just whatever the case may be. But there's money out there. It's not a lot, but it's enough to build livable houses that are up to code.
And I'm still curious to see if along Neches River, are they going to let all those folks that had been in their house for even 2 and 3 weeks when the hurricane came.
Did Crockett get Harvey flooding?
Not really. It kind of, like, they were preparing for it, but it kind of went around. I wasn't in Crockett, but Tony told me that Houston County kind of got escaped from all of that.
Houston County's Trinity, pretty lucky.
Doesn't the Trinity run through there?
Mm-hmm.
But and the Neches rain wasn't far enough north.
Yeah. It didn't get too bad.
Well, and I think they don't have a whole lot of development along the Trinity right there, so that kind of helps, but...
It's a couple and if communities Jason, out there. Really
Jason still has folks living in under the bridge. Not Jason. Jake. See, I did it. Under he's not bridge. Even here.
Exactly.
Jacob's under the weather. But
give us some Jakers.
They still have folks in, particularly Camilla, that are living under the bridge and all kinds of.
Are they really?
Yeah, it's bad over there.
They got hit the worst out of our counties easily. Yeah.
By the dam?
Yeah. Below the dam and
the riverbeds near Camilla.
I didn't have a clue.
Oh, yeah. The Impact Center is still delivering meals out there. And,
it is so sad down there because I used to cover San Jacinto and I'd never been out there. And just seeing people where they live and just their houses.
Because that's so poor. Sad. That side of the dam going down the river, that's poor anyway.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a clue they were living in tents and all that kind of fun stuff. It is. And that's right by, well, for some of us, it is home, but it's right here.
Yeah, but they, I think they're still negotiating on whether they're going to do a lot of buyouts along the river there.
Right. It's what they did in Liberty County. What's the subdivision? Dayton Lake Estates, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of those subdivisions. They bought out a bunch of it.
So we'll just see.
Now, Harvey, everybody predicted it would be bad business, but nobody predicted it would be 60 inches of rains.
Well, we can look forward to more of that in the future.
I'm going to name my first child Harvey.
What if it's a girl? Okay.
Harvey.
Harvey.
They had a great aunt like that they were going to name the child Robert, and then the one before her was stillborn, and when she was born, they named her Robert. And I guess back then that was more being a sex name, but
I just feel bad for your daughter's fiance when he proposes and he goes, Harvey, will you marry me?
Hey, the best Harvey was the imaginary rabbit in the Jimmy Stewart rabbit. Movie.
Yes, he was.
I love rabbit. That movie.
Jimmy Stewart Jimmy loved Stewart. Some Harvey.
No, would he. Here's my card.
Yes.
That's a guaranteed nap producer, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Parent of young child. I could knock those kids out by watching Harvey or basketball. Anyway.
Or golf.
It is a shame so many people don't know who Jimmy Stewart is anymore.
The kids, if you don't know who Jimmy Stewart is, Google it.
Did you all know he was a two-star general?
Yes.
No.
Yes, he was two-star general in the military.
And he flew a lot of combat missions.
Yes, he did. The whole time he was acting, all the movies, he still served the country the whole time, worked in the Air Force Reserve, but he made two-star general. To my knowledge, the only actor who ever accomplished that.
Yeah.
I knew he was a two-star general, but I didn't know he was a reservist while he
stayed in after the war.
That's cool.
Yeah, well into, I guess, it's whenever they made him retire, I'm assuming 60s at that kind of rank.
But he flew a lot of like humanitarian missions and rescue missions and stuff because the movie studios would get really freaky if he got activated.
He was in the line of danger.
Well, plus you never want to lose somebody with that much fruit salad on their sleeves.
This is true. This is true. Yes. Yeah, Jimmy Stewart, you know, this time of year, It's a Wonderful Life, and great man, great actor. So.
Look, Daddy, Tinker says every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Oh, that was precious and almost frightening to watch. But,
Does anybody here have any favorite holiday movies or traditions?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the scene where Aunt Bethany walks in.
Is your house on fire, Clark?
That hapless Clark Griswold, God bless him.
We have to watch the Shoot Your Eye Out movie.
Oh, A Christmas Story. Ralph. Yes. And yeah, that's, you know, I haven't seen that one in a long time, but this year I've got to watch it when it's on all day on TBS. I'm totally going to do it.
I actually have a new one now, The Christmas Chronicles with Kurt Russell, which is new this year on Netflix.
I heard about that.
You saw it?
Yes.
I heard about it.
I cracked up the whole time. It's on Netflix.
It's a great movie. Great Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
It's a different twist on Santa. More rock and roll.
And he does rock out, too, doesn't he? Kurt Russell does Elvis.
Uh-huh. So my family, me and my sister.
Kurt Russell met Elvis. Ooh. He was in a movie with Elvis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
But we watched The Stone Family with Rachel McAdams. It's a little chick flick.
Not familiar with that.
And then my husband and I, we watched Harry Potter series.
Very cool.
So your husband watches chick flicks and Harry Potter with you?
My sister and I watch Harry Potter with him.
Oh, you watch Harry Potter with him? Okay.
But still, it's never underestimate the power of earning brownie points by watching the chick flick.
I don't understand. I'm single, so.
Well, it's a tip for you.
Yeah. I'm writing that one down.
My girlfriend doesn't watch many chick flicks, but if she did, I'd watch them with her. That's what to her. That's to you guys, I would. So. As long as the writing is good. So. It always annoys her about when we're watching stuff together is I'm looking at it from a writer's perspective. I'm like, I know where that's going, or, you know, looking at the different camera shots and things. Yeah. Yeah, trying to.
So how many of y'all actually watch when you watch, or do you multitask?
It depends on what I'm watching. But back to Chris, what you're saying, I do that. I figure out what the plot is going to be.
It's hard to be a writer or any kind of creative and watch a movie or even listen to music or whatever and not have that super critical eye or ear that you're taking it in through.
Yeah, I have to say I haven't been listening to music much lately because my little foray into the music business for a while with our mutual friend, I've been avoiding it.
But you should. There's so much great music out there that's not our mutual friend's.
Well, and it's so not. I mean, I still listen to his stuff. I mean, we're friends still, but it's, you don't.
Just kind of get burnt out when you just hear one person's stuff for so long.
Well, and you hear about all of the, well, I need another bass player because so-and-so's in jail. And
man, they're hard to keep, though. Bass players are just, they're hard to find and they're hard to keep. So,
you know, finding a sober bass player and a non-crazy drummer are two secrets to the music business.
Yeah, yeah.
I should take up bass.
Man, it's a good, solid instrument. I'd swear some of my funnest gigs is just a backup guy. We're playing bass in some projects. And, you know, like I said, it's hard to find bass players, or good ones anyway, who are sober and actually will practice. And learn
on
material
their
and yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
but it is. I mean, in the whole industry, it's gone through such an upheaval. About digital disruptions of music business and newspapers, and everybody's trying to get their feet on the ground.
Yeah, it's all media.
I hate pop music.
What even is pop music anymore?
Cardi B.
Cardi B. Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Well, she's
that's a different story. I'm a Swiftie since 2006, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Down with T-Swizzle.
Well, now apparently there's pop country.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
well, tractor rap.
Georgia Peach.
I love Korea.
Florida Georgia Lunch.
Versus Florida Lunch.
It's called Georgia Peach. That's classic.
The music that you play, because I went to college with the program director for Kix 105. We won't name his name. But the music that he used to play, because in Austin they had a AM station and an FM station, and they had opposite formats. So you'd run across the hall and queue up a bunch of carts with rock music, and then you go down the stairs or around the corner and you'd queue up a bunch of country.
Right.
So it's like now they're playing almost the same thing.
But well, yeah, kind of a mishmash of the two, a tractor rap, I call it. But, you know, you're talking
Red
about
Dirt Country.
Now, Red Dirt is good stuff. There's a lot of good, you know, song oriented bands and artists out there. But the kind of pop country out of Nashville that, you know, stations like 105.1 are playing now, it doesn't resemble anything near of what they were playing, say, 15 years ago, where you still had the fiddle.
No Hello Country Bumpkin.
Right, right. You know, it's all about
definitely not.
Basically, stuff that used to be, you know, lyrical matter and even kind of sound similar to a lot of the hip hop stuff that was coming out 10, 15 years ago. Yeah, just tractor rap, I guess you might. That's what I call it anyway.
It's a new term I've learned today.
I hadn't heard tractor rap.
That's my coinage. So. Oh,
okay. Hey, from this show, it spreads throughout the world.
That's right.
Awesomeness. Mm-hmm. So people will be able to use that and amaze their friends with their pop country criticism and tractor rap. That's what it's about. It's just rap music with occasional fiddle solos buried in the background.
Well, somewhere. You and your ad salesperson mm-hmm. over there have the same opinion because he was chiming in on, you don't play country anymore.
But. Oh, yeah. Well, that's probably one of the few things we really agree on is, and we've had this discussion too, that, you know, he remembers a day when, I mean, he used to go to dance halls and see those, you know, actual country bands or singer-songwriters who actually put some heart and soul into it. So definitely. Yeah.
Well, we don't even have any dance halls in this part of the world anymore, do we?
No, Bonita Creek Hall or Nacogdoches. But all the ones that used to be around, the big ones like Cotton Eye Joe's and all those kind of places are all lost to the sands of time.
I do love Cotton Eye Joe, the song. I love dancing to it.
Oh, it's such a timeless.
Yeah. They still do it?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
So are you a two-stepper, Megan?
No. The Cotton Eye Joe has that one big group.
Your name again? Jason.
Yeah. I two-step from time to time.
But you're kind of part Bohunk, aren't you? No?
Part Klompok? What?
Bohunk?
Yes. Yes.
What is Bohunk?
Okay. Derivation of Klompok. What is that?
It's Czech.
Czech. Yes. Czech is so Czech.
Can't get
Bohemian.
More Czech than that.
That's all. Out in Central Texas, they call that Bohunk.
Yeah, I have a brother-in-law named Petrosky in Columbus.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So they're all accordion Columbus. Playing, dance hall attending.
Absolutely.
Catholic church going.
So I have a question since this is my first day here. Mm-hmm. Am I the only one that hears Seth Rogen when he talks into his microphone?
No, you're not the only one that hears that.
Mm. Now that you mention it, man, wow.
Holy smokes. I'm bringing, next time y'all let me do this, I'm bringing some Seth Rogen lines for Jason to say.
I've seen any of his movies.
Man, if I close my eyes and if Jason makes some pot references, I would think, okay, Seth Rogen is in the room. And you just had to go there, man. You just had to say Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
I would have never came to that.
I don't make pot references.
I pulled up Seth Rogen on my phone while I was going and showed it to him, let him see the picture. Right. I didn't know if he knew what I was talking about or not.
Well, thanks for joining us, folks. I guess we're going to wrap it up. It's a fairly quiet week here in Deep East Texas and around Lake Livingston. So be safe. Don't drink and drive. Designate a driver. What else do we need to remind folks about?
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Drink lots of
eggnog.
But have a safe way to get home or stay put if you're going to drink a lot of eggnog.
You know,
make arrangements. Don't get on the road.
Just kick back at the house right before the brother-in-law gets there. Crank up the video of fire since we're not quite warm enough for the fireplace. Just
set a fire video.
put on your fireplace screensaver and have your eggnog at home.
There you go. That's a solid plan.
But just a couple. Yeah. We don't want Scott Paskey and company having to come over and separate you and your wife for the evening. Hope Santa Claus is good to y'all. Have a great week. We'll be here next week since right after Christmas, so we want to hear all about what you've got. We'll see you next time.
What is the website again?
Well, if they're listening to this, they found it, but it's ETN, like Nancy, roundup.com.
After listening, they are there, aren't they?
Yeah. Bye-bye.